You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
I was surfing online yesterday, and I discovered this amazing commercial that was produced by the TMOS Studios.
What?
And it's really, we'll see how prepared everybody is today. I think everybody is. He always is. And I sent it to Josh. This is a really cool commercial about...
what did you do? Copy the internet address and then send it to him via electronic mail?
Yeah, exactly. And
did you fix the spelling mistake?
What was the spelling mistake?
Mike, there was a spelling mistake.
Yeah.
What was the spelling mistake?
The word activities. It said special activites.
Oh, I had no idea. How long did it take before somebody hipped you to that?
I think I saw it yesterday evening on Facebook.
Oh, dear.
But, Mike, you know what? That's not a mistake, because every serving of the Mike O'Mara Show has 12 essential activites in it. And the more you listen, the more you listen.
Well, I'm wondering, I'm curious if you got my updated version that I sent you.
You're such a jerk.
Did you get that, Josh? The new one? Because I'd like to see it.
I've got the new one with activites gone. And
let's try it.
So it's a collector's item.
Let's
now
go to the videotape later.
When we thought about our next TMOS adventure, we wanted to make it a little more special. We wanted to go back to a place our listeners love.
Las Vegas.
And this time, we wanted to make our hotel our home for the weekend. The Downtown Grand. All of us at the Mike O'Mara Show invite you to the Grand Reunion on the weekend of November 9th, when we take over the Downtown Grand Hotel in the heart of the best part of Las Vegas. Your weekend will include a Friday night blackjack and slot tournament.
21.
Special discounted room rates.
The ladies of TMOS brunch.
Hello.
And a very special podcast recorded poolside and live on the Downtown Grand Hotel rooftop at the elegant Citrus Grand pool deck. Your weekend will also include special surprise activities and special commemorative Grand Reunion merchandise. We know that you love the show, but we also know that you love getting back together with the people who share your TMOS passion. That's why we invite you to join us for the Grand Reunion at the Downtown Grand Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada, Friday and Saturday, November 8th and 9th. It's a grand weekend for the show, the city, and most of all, you. Get your tickets for all the fun at MikeO'MaraShow.com and do it right now.
Josh had informed me that as far as the room rates are concerned, we're going to be, they'll be releasing those later today. Is that how that's going to work?
As waiting soon on as final approval.
The we'll director have a link. Of the hotel. Yes. As soon as you said that, I picture... Rob, you know the movie The Cooler?
Of course.
We probably shouldn't be saying this because we're going to be going there, and I don't want to ruffle anything. Josh, have you seen the movie The Cooler with William Macy?
I have not.
Alec Baldwin.
Before me.
Alec Baldwin plays, you can probably bring it up online, Alec Baldwin scene in The Cooler. When you mention that the Downtown Grand has a director and he has to sign off on the room rates, before they're put online. And so be aware of that, folks. We're going to be, we'll let you know as soon as we know about the release of the rooms.
Bonnie, have you seen the contract from the disc jockeys yet?
This is one of my absolute top three Alec Baldwin movies.
It is such a feel-good movie.
It is, oh my God. And it's Maria Bello, who I adore. William H. Macy is in it, but Alec Baldwin plays Shelley, who is the director.
Forgot his name, but God bless
the,
you, Mike.
Oh, what is the name of the place? Oh my God, I wish I could get it. The Shangri-La.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Shangri-La. And did you find a clip of Alec in the...
There's way too many clips to of this movie to be able to get the right one.
But okay. If you want to know the essence of what makes it such a feel-good movie is that William H. Macy is hired because he brings bad luck to everybody he meets.
Right. Exactly.
And then hijinks ensue.
Yeah. Shelley beats up the consultant. If you put in The Cooler, Shelley beats up the... Shelley beats...
I've got one here.
Okay.
Called Pain, Pain, pain.
That's fine.
That might be good. Yeah.
This is when Josh said a director had to sign off on it. This is what I imagined the guy we're waiting for.
All right. Well, you got to give me a moment.
No problem.
We'll be up in a
but
second.
I will say, yes, we'll have the link and we'll put it on social and on the website this afternoon when we get it. And
we're going no matter what.
Yeah. I would like to make a motion, Mike.
Tickets are going fast.
Going fast.
Yeah. We are almost sold out of the VIP tickets already. That normally happens. So I believe out of the 50 VIP tickets, we have 10 left. So please be aware of that. And
I'd like to make a motion, Mike, that moving forward, as we discuss this grand reunion weekend, even though they are activities, let's refer to them as Activites.
Activites. And listen, anything that's done from this point forward, we'll have to check in with the director.
Of course.
All right. Well, here he is. So.
Okay, folks, we're coming out now. All beds, crap checks, CNEs, 11s.
That's all we need, Josh. That's fantastic. That's all we need. That's perfect. Do you get the gist?
I got you.
That worked better than any of the elaborate scenes that he's in. Just to see him looking at William H. Macy, that ought to isolate that clip. And whenever we talk about the director,
works really.
I have to ask you, and I know I don't want to screw things up, but I have to be honest on this.
You never do, Mike.
Because I don't want to mess anything up. But we're done. We're set. Everything's okay. But it just is funny to me. I hear a skip back too. Hello. No. Anyhow, the idea of you dealing with these people out here, and I haven't, Josh, has it been a pleasant experience dealing with these? Is there a toughness? Are there any tough guys that you've dealt with?
No tough guys yet. We'll soon transition to the casino, and we'll see how the casino director goes with those discussions coming soon.
But says here, Josh will talk about casinos.
So we are in the midst of launching our wonderful fall promotion, which is a huge deal for this show, and it's a huge deal for our listeners. And the response was what we expected it would be. It's why we chose to go back to Las Vegas.
Exciting.
It's kind of our home away from home when we do these shows. Look, I come all the way. It is not easy for me to get there from where I live, but we go because we love it, and it's the city that's got the energy. And
it's an undiscovered little town called Las Vegas. Those people that know about it love the way it is. It's almost
it's so
like
fun.
It's like the city.
Are you giving
that
never are you saying something positive about? Are you promoting Las Vegas?
Yeah. Is well, what I'm doing? Saying, Mike, is that you're saying that you go because you love it. Like it's not an undiscovered
area. No,
what
I'm saying is what
it's
I'm
Las
saying
Vegas.
Is we. But the thing is, it didn't. I don't know sometimes whether what I love translates to what everybody loves, but people, there's something about the reunions that we do there that are more special. People on the East Coast love an excuse to go, and people on the West Coast love an excuse to go. So it's just a blast.
We've done several destination shows, and Vegas is the best. You know, New Orleans is very nice, but it's not Las Vegas. Reno is very nice, but it's not Las Vegas.
And if you're complaining about flying out of the D.C. market, it's, at least it's not Florida.
Yeah,
right. I am shocked how much of a pain it is to fly from Florida to Vegas.
Josh and I will probably be driving as far as we are flying, as far as time commitment. That's the way it goes.
And you'll be driving in the big truck that looks like a dog from Dumb and Dumber. That's how you'll be arriving.
Over the Rockies, riding a mini bike.
Man, oh man.
And so in the midst of this, in the midst of all of this, yesterday afternoon, it comes to my attention that Sroka here decides that he's going to put out, and if I'm wrong about any of this, because I don't know all the details,
right?
So feel free to correct me, Josh, if I get it wrong. Josh is interested in, he's got his eyes on the prize, Rob. He's got his eyes focused completely on selling tickets to this event.
In a way that has been foreign to this organization for years past.
I don't think there's anything he does that is not solely motivated on the business of this show, which is fine with me. In the middle of it, he goes on Facebook and indicates that he has become aware that they're on the fan page, there of which he is an administrator now, that there have been a lot of people over the course of many, many years banned from the TMOS fan club.
This is true. Many of them with reason, many with good reason, but sometimes I think it's done, Mike, what's the technical word? Willy-nilly. Sometimes it is very, you know, just sort of capricious the way people are banned.
What got my attention is this video. Because one of these guys, the video didn't stop, but one of those people that we feature in the video is banned from the fan club.
Now, okay, so that's how it started. Is that how it started?
Because those are our best listeners that are coming out to these live shows in Vegas. So then, you know, I'm on the business side, and we're selling a product, and yet we're banning people. We're not banning; other people are.
The people that the other people that are associated. Yeah, I don't have anything to do with it. I do it on my own page, and
you are only following orders, Mike.
There are thousands that I've gotten
messages about. And I've gotten messages since I've joined the show about, hey, maybe you can get Mike to unban me. Maybe you can get Rob to unban me.
Maybe
you can get me back in the fan club.
The thing is that we've discussed this for a long time, Josh, is that our personal Facebook pages are like a party, a cocktail party. And if you're part of my friendship group and you're not bringing anything to the party, and God forbid you're taking away from the party, you're going to be disinvited from the party. That's on our personal pages. But as far as the show page, you know, that's a little bit more wide open. I don't think you can be persuaded to, you know, do any personal stuff. But as far as show-related stuff, you know, we are a business. We're open to suggestion.
Well, I took care of this one person because we featured him in the video, and I was like, "Well, if you're buying tickets, you're good with me." Then it kind of opened up the door to we need a way to let other people in.
All right. Mm-hmm. So, and let me explain to the vast majority of people that listen to this show that don't have any idea what we're talking about. There is a Facebook group that's the TMOS Fan Club. They are the super supporters, passionate. They've done things for members of the show over the years. They support us unconditionally. It's like family members. It really is, and we're eternally grateful. The idea that someone was banned from the fan page and was on one of our promotional announcements caught Josh's eye, and then I think Josh was thinking about the numbers that are involved here, and that, you know, getting people to participate is the bottom line. So that leads Josh to make an announcement that something along the lines of, "I will
send me your stories.
Send me your stories. I will be. We hopefully will unban people, and then that started a whole thing about, well, who's going to be unbanned? Carla was concerned about it." I have been conditioned over the years, told by many people associated with me, just let it roll off your back. Just don't pay attention. Right. Don't let it get to you. And I, by and large, pay attention to that unless it's really egregious, and then I get involved. Here's the other thing about it. If somebody pisses me off, there is a huge chance that I will not remember people that I banned. I won't. You know, that's the way that goes.
Mm-hmm. I agree, because sometimes it is in the it's a spur of the moment thing. If someone catches you at a bad time and they say something that's right into it, you know, they're gone, because it's easy to do, and there's a certain amount of satisfaction that's associated with it.
So
at the time.
Just don't let it bother you. Just don't pay attention. And then Carla's the one that's telling me this. Well, then Carla says, you know, did you know about some guy that was really mean, and she's concerned about that? To make a long story short, this starts on the day that we're selling tickets to this event.
Right.
This is all going on behind the scenes. And and as far as the world of my own stress, this is stressing me out, because it's making me dive into an area that I don't like to be involved in. I like to be on and gone with people as far as dealing with people being banned. But because we are thinking about a change in policy, you know, from the new guy.
Yeah, we change is good. Know, Mike, I very seldom say this, but change can be good.
I agree, and I immediately know that in my heart of hearts that he's doing this for da biz, which I'm fine with. But at the same time, I see other people's point, admins, Carla, that are concerned about, you know, letting a mass murderer, paroling a mass murderer, mm-hmm. and that person getting back into it. And really, when you're talking about stuff that's said about my family, you know, that's a sore subject with us, and it should be. I think that kids
I
should
agree.
Be
I mean,
off
we're,
limits and something like
we're
that.
We're putting ourselves out there every day. And yeah, you know what? Not. And that makes us targets. But right. I don't want to hear stuff about my family. And I think you're the same way.
So a meeting is called yesterday afternoon. A meeting. And I at the same time, I'm like, we're trying to sell tickets to this show. That's all I care about. Mm-hmm. It's selling the tickets. We just launched it yesterday. It's the most important day, that first day. It really is. And by the way, thank you for that. We sincerely appreciate the people that have already purchased their tickets. And if you want those VIP tickets, we sold a ton yesterday, and there are just a few left today.
Yeah, got to get on it today.
So we have this meeting, and it is determined that regarding people being banned, that two things are at play. A, it's not a bad idea to bring people back into the fold, especially if they want to come back into the fold. And there is an entire website set up, a fan page set up on Facebook that's dedicated to people that have been booted out of the regular fan club.
Right.
A lot going on here. And I would assume this is for a lot of different shows that deal with this as well. I mm-hmm. think so. People that the people that are on the TMOS Uncensored Facebook page are people that in many cases have been pissed off by something Rob did, pissed off by something I did, pissed off by something anybody did, or have been banned from the fan club by one of the administrators over there. I
There's
hope this is not
yeah, a lot of anger.
Now, online, as we all know, this is no secret anymore, it is the domain of hatred, that people love to hate. And, mm-hmm. you know, I get reaching out to people that have been banned, certainly if they request it. But at the same time, I have to be careful what I read, because it really does sting a little bit when you're reading that. There is a guy that does a recap that listens to every single second of the bonus show that we produce every week, and then gets online and gives a snarky recap of the bonus show, which I think is fine as wine, but it doesn't take away from the fact that there are moments in there that are like,
yeah,
like, oh, he didn't know that.
We've discussed in the past that us, Mike, you and I, like so many people in the broadcasting business, we're broken. Yeah. And there is, you know, the sensitive side of us that hates to hear stuff like that. Right. Then there's the part of us that if we're in a dark area, we'll seek it out. Mm-hmm. And then there's also a small part of me, anyone that takes that much effort to hate what we do, it's kind of flattering, because they're not missing anything. So it's such a weird cocktail.
I will never, I may go to my maker without understanding where that comes from. But
true.
Because I can't, if somebody gets on and hates, that's one thing. If somebody gets on, like I'll see a hate post and then I'll get a PM from the person. Mm-hmm. It's weird. It's a weird land. Yes.
I also see different. I'm sorry, Josh. Go ahead. Hold on.
Personal and family attacks are unacceptable. That's a quick, easy ban, and you don't come back.
Right.
I think part of it is sometimes with this podcast, people feel like they are part of a family, which mm-hmm. they are with the close listeners. So they want to be in on the shtick. They're just not good at it.
Or they and think it can, yeah, and it can be misinterpreted.
The way,
yeah.
They think the way you speak to Rob is the way they can speak to Rob.
Okay. And here's the thing about it, though. We get back to the original concept of reinstating people. And during our meeting, we thought it would be really fun to have a TMOS parole board. And because the primary thing that people want, Josh, is to be unblocked
yes.
from the fan club. Is that the what people are looking
Correct.
For?
Well, okay. that and there's a few personal requests as well.
To be for unblocked be, for me personally. Or Rob to unblock them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Mike, we will make those decisions here in our forum.
All right, keep it in your pants. Keep it in your pants. We're not doing the shtick yet, Shticky.
Okay.
I just want to set the whole thing up. So
don't call me Shticky. That implies dirty because they're going to think it's sticky, and I'm not sticky. I bathe all the time.
Well, I meant Shticky in that nobody loves shtick more than you do.
That's true.
You love
it. I just don't like that nickname. You can
Shticky. Shticky no, rice.
No, ugh, gross. Shticky
Shticky's
buns.
Be wet.
Don't. I'll come up with something for you.
Kind of sounds like Shecky.
It does, and I'll take Shecky all day. Don't
well,
do Shticky.
No. You don't really like Shticky?
No, I hate it.
How about Shtick Boy?
How about no? How about no?
So getting back to it, once again, I don't remember the vast majority of people. Certainly I don't remember on the fan club because I don't have to I don't have a lot to do with the fan club.
Right.
There have been moments where I have gone to admins – but I don't know if there's been one in the last year, certainly, that I've done it. And when people say hateful things on the TMOS Uncensored page, I usually just deal with it because that's where it is. When Josh came into play, he wanted to interact with everybody that is in any way associated with the show, and I completely understand
yes.
that. And then the idea, though, of I wouldn't want to let somebody back into the fun circle that
right.
has been really, really like had an axe to grind with this because who would want that kind of poison coming into the situation? But with that said, I even feel it makes me laugh because I feel like I'm taking it too seriously even to discuss it. But I'm not taking it seriously enough where a good old-fashioned tribunal
yes.
Can take place. And you know, Josh mentioned that there were – not tens, but hundreds of people.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Who have misbehaved.
And some of them, I'm sure, deserve it, but there's always a mistake.
Yeah.
There's a drunken post that someone makes. There's someone
right.
being a little bit too sensitive with the ban button.
I get it.
Sarcasm does not convey on social media. So if you're saying something sarcastically, you're getting a trip to the Island of Misfit Toys.
So we decided it would be a very good idea for the three of us, and we've alerted the admins at the fan page.
Mm-hmm.
They are not going to be participating in this court, but Josh, I believe they have veto power as well. If if we decide to reinstate, if we grant parole, they still have final veto power. Correct?
And if the person makes a mistake, they could ban as well.
Yeah, and Mike, remember, it's
they
not
can always get kicked back out.
We are not erasing your past record. At all.
So for
this is
yes,
parole. You are on a conditional basis.
All right.
So you have to be careful.
Okay.
That's not shtick.
What were you going to say, Shticky? Mm-hmm. I mean, Josh, what were you going to say?
No, I was just saying, yeah, that they can be banned again if they make the same mistake or a harder mistake.
So for the purposes of the tribunal,
mm-hmm.
Mr. Soroka will be presenting the individuals. Is that how we're going to do this? You will
yes.
be presenting the individuals for reinstatement, and I'm here to say that our first tribunal will be held tomorrow when Rob gets his gavel.
Yes, I ordered it right away.
Some might say...
all I have today is this, and it just doesn't look right.
No, and some might say, that Rob will be the Chief Justice for this. I will be the Associate Justice. And
you'll
Josh
be my Rusty
will,
Burrell, Mike.
Josh will not only be an Associate Justice, but he will also be nominating these people for reinstatement. Is that how this is going to work?
Correct. If you
in
would
a
want,
way,
if
he's
you
the
want, hold
defense,
on, Rob.
Mike.
Let him answer. Let him answer,
yeah,
please.
If you want reinstatement, I have asked you to send me a message and state your case.
Okay, so we're reaching out now to people that feel that they may have been blocked in error,
unjustly,
that, or people who have regretted the things that have led to this.
Excuses are simply, I made a bad joke. Another one might be, I told Mike he was wrong.
Right. Trump supporters are welcome.
Everybody's welcome.
And
let's not go too far.
Got a little upset after the transition and now understands the show's going well. Mm-hmm. So we've got a few different reasons for our first day of court.
Now, my question is this, Josh, since you are presenting the case of the defendants, are you sort of the defense attorney, or are you going to remain absolutely unjudgmental, unsided, without any sort of preference?
I am just presenting what they tell me.
Okay. Presenting is what he will be doing. But
he won't be defending.
But he will not. He's presenting these people.
Right.
And you present them, you know, if you don't get presented and you've requested a parole hearing, that means that Mr. Sirokas has determined that this is you're a bad apple. That's how this is going to work. And then we will vote, and then the person will be it's a multi-process thing. Now, our parole board, the three of us are here, but there are more than three people that sit on this parole board.
Yes.
Two of them, is it two that we're talking
pretty
about
much.
With the fan club?
Pretty much.
Two of them who are tough customers.
They are.
Will be. I don't want to grant. Should we grant the two? Although we have gotten them in the loop. Should we grant the two of them full parole voting power? We're working this out as we go here.
The way I see it is, we are the face of the board, Mike. The three that you look at right now, we are the face of the board. The other two are in the back room smoking cigars. They are sort of like a little power duo.
And they're passionate.
They
are two other people.
Yeah, they are. They really are. And we have
Josh has reached out to these two, correct, mm-hmm. Josh?
Correct. And I've notified them of what's happening.
And everything is on the up and up. With this. I don't want to wait till tomorrow. Can we do one today?
Of course.
For
yeah.
All right, so put that we've got the there it is, the People's Court. Who is our first person up for parole today? And I might remember a name. Rob might remember a name. Josh might remember a name.
This is all true.
Let's get our first individual.
All right,
Can't wait, can I? I always have to have my dessert.
Oh, I should say this, Mike. We are in session.
All right. I really wish I had gotten the gavel.
First person up is going to be Kyle Lyons.
Who?
Kyle Lyons.
Kyle?
L-Y-O-N-S.
No, Lyons we got. What's the first name?
Kyle.
And spell that.
K-Y-L.
Oh, Kyle. Okay, because I was
Kyle,
hearing
Kyle, Josh. That would
am I saying Kyle wrong?
You're saying Kyle, and it's Kyle.
I was hearing Cal.
It's Kyle, not Carl.
Well, in Baltimore, Kyle. Everybody's Cal.
All right.
That's on the flag.
I already love the parole board because Josh is on it. I'm enjoying it. All right, so this is Kyle Lyons.
Yes.
The multi-Y people.
Yes. I was blocked by Mike because I was boots on the ground in a disaster area, and he thought he knew what he was talking about in regards to the USG response. I called him out for being misinformed and showed him photographic proof he was wrong, and I was sent to Block Island.
All right. Okay. All right.
So this is one that you're going to have to call, Mike.
Rob?
You're going to have to weigh in because this one does not affect me. I'm ready.
Well, there's not one bit of remorse in that.
I noticed that.
Note to you.
No, I noticed that.
No, that was all. That was putting it all on you.
Yeah. I say nay.
I say yes, but with a qualifier.
Josh, you're the final word here.
Well, I want to know what the qualifier is.
The purchase of merchandise. It's sort of
then
like
I say yes.
Oh, that is a we forgot the most important part. We forgot the most important part.
I was wondering
even
when we
with
were
somebody
get to
that
this.
Is even with a remorseless hump like this guy Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
We are giving people, and we're stealing this from Chad Dukes. I have to be honest. This is what Chad does, and many great ideas. What did Don used to say? Steal from me, and you've stolen from the
twice.
Best.
And it's
you're
okay.
Stealing twice.
it's okay to steal from Chad because he stole our job. We're just making
this
things even. Yes.
What a marvelous idea this is, that we are a dishonest board and we are bribable.
Yes.
And Josh, you were discussing this, that technically someone might be able to get back into the good graces, but it's going to cost them. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I think some people, there might be a you have to serve your crime. You have to. Yeah.
Well, I mean, look at
any pay your fine.
Yeah, you have to pay the fine, Mike. That's very common. It's okay. Either time served or money spent. You know.
Then my hard no would be modified with a condition. And
all right.
That's where, well, Josh has done it more on the other show, so I want him to kind of take point on this. What do you suggest for reinstatement for this this Kyle guy?
Well, we've got two things to deal with Kyle. We have access to the Facebook fan club, and we have access to your personal Facebook page, because he has been booted from both.
Oh, he's requested that as well.
So... I think the fan club, that's more open. I think your personal page is going to cost a lot more.
Okay, what's the pay scale for a reinstatement of Kyle?
I can have a suggestion.
Here he goes. There's no hesitation for Rob Spiewak. Rob, go right ahead. And this is, by the way, all of these fines will be payable in merchandise.
Right.
Purchases.
Or donations. If you don't want to wear a TMOS shirt, there is a donation button.
Order.
Go ahead, Rob.
And I say order because what this guy needs to do to get back into the fan club, he needs to buy one of our T-shirts, his choice,
yeah,
and one challenge
choice.
Coin.
We don't want to be totally draconian.
No, and one challenge coin, which, Mike, we're debuting today.
Yes.
And then if he wants, Mike, and I only
put this... Do we have a commercial for the challenge coins, or should I show it now?
No, we don't have because they came in late. They arrived yesterday. And they're metal, right? They feel like brass to you? What do they feel like? They look awesome.
Gold.
Solid gold. That's nice. And if you unwrap them, chocolate.
These are the official Don't Get Happy Society TMOS challenge coins.
Mm-hmm.
Limited edition.
Extremely limited.
So in order to get back on the fan club, it is a coin and a T-shirt? Is that what
yes,
you're saying?
Yes, and Mike, I submit this to you.
These, by the way, are for sale for everybody.
So, yes, yeah. And build up your plus points. It's good. It's like your driving record. You can buy one.
Isn't that lovely?
I love it. I do.
So look at that. Doesn't this look like the Home Shopping Network now? Look at that. See the way I'm making them go into the light?
Like the they really are good looking. That's what I would say on the Home Shopping. They really are nice.
Better. Look at that. Look at that. Fine.
Flash, that's good. Flash, it looks like you're flash. Sending a message, Mike, to another boat. Mike, I put this to you.
Yeah.
If this man buys a T-shirt and a challenge coin to get back into the fan club, if he were to buy a second T-shirt of his choice, would you let him back onto your page? Unblock him. For the price of an extra T-shirt.
Done.
The board has spoken.
Josh, you okay with that?
Works for me, yes.
Works for me. That means Kyle.
Kyle,
and someone remind me. I'm going to have to be reminded who to let back in.
Right? I will let you know.
Okay.
If he pays his fee.
If he pays the fee. What's your fee?
Two T-shirts, one challenge coin.
All right. And that's a pretty severe... penalty.
Well,
normally, if
yeah.
If you have the right attitude, we will. We might let people in without any. I don't know if I want.
There was the tone was off. There was no apology, none apology. And you know what? That means that his time away has he learned a lesson, Mike?
You know what? I have to say this to everybody since I don't remember, Kyle. I love you. we have to take a break.
Yes, and, we do.
That's wonderful. I love it. So tomorrow we've got there's a rather long list of people, according to Josh, that we have to consider. And I like this because I believe in hope, and I believe in forgiveness. So
I believe, Kyle, the children are our future.
Get cracking on those T-shirts if you're gonna buy them. Thank you, Kyle.
appreciate it.
Thank you.
Being in a store and needing to use the facilities and being told there isn't one, we probably all dealt with that once
that's
or
a
twice
lie.
In our lives,
Mike,
right?
When people tell you there is no toilet, that's a lie.
Yes, that's a lie. That's why you deliberately embarrassed me in front of a reporter. Well, it's annoying when they do that. And there are people, you know, especially like with convenience stores, gas stations that put signs up because they don't want to crap up their bathroom. I understand that. Well, there are ways around it if you're a major effing celebrity. And I'm talking about one of the biggest music celebrities of our lifetime, and that is EJ Elton John, ladies and gentlemen. Old chubby Elton was shopping
old
at a
chubby
store.
Voice gone Elton.
Yeah,
Benny and the Jets.
Elton was shopping at a shoe store in Nice, France. It was called Sugar Kicks with his two sons. It sounds like it should be in München,
Mike,
in Germany, doesn't it?
That does sound very Nice.
Hi, welcome to Sugar Kicks. We have all the kicks that the kids and kinder like to put on their feet. Anyway, he was with his two sons and a bodyguard. It's the way I travel as well.
Yeah, his sons are 70 now, aren't they?
He asked the owner if he could use their facilities. When the guy told him there weren't any, Elton got a bottle from his bodyguard, took a few steps away from the other customers, and peed into it. Right,
Elton,
in the middle of the store. He even got a little on the floor and had the bodyguard wipe it with a towel. That's
good,
a cherry gig.
Good gig.
The shop owner didn't recognize Elton. That sounds like a French shopkeeper, doesn't it?
I don't know who you are.
What have you chatted recently? I don't know you. I don't know
who
you.
Are you.
I like Billie Eilish.
Look, we do not care about celebrities at Sugar Kicks. What we care about is selling the right shoe for you. Anyway,
would you like maybe this desert boot? It is made out of Twizzlers.
Here's the moment I wish I was there for.
Okay.
This is the moment I wish I was there. The shop owner didn't recognize Elton, but for some reason, he asked him what he did for a living. And Elton answered this way.
Yes.
I'm Elton John. Which, if I'm Elton John, is the way I would answer that question.
Yeah,
what do you
that's
do for a living?
Does.
I'm Elton John.
That's what
you
he does.
You incredible moron.
Yeah.
The owner wasn't really happy about the peeing, but he said that Elton was pretty cool otherwise. You think he saw? Do you think everybody in the store saw Elton's wiener? I'm just curious about that. You know?
I'm sure, Mike, and I'm scouring the internet for photos today.
He ended up buying two pairs
here.
Oh, there he is.
In Sugar Kicks.
Oh, that's wonderful. And there are his two sons.
Mm-hmm.
Fine-looking lads.
Not sure if this is before or after the bottle.
Well, there's no seepage, so I'm guessing it might be before. But that's a great new toupee on him. That's a
Thank
good
you,
one.
Thank you, Josh. Yeah. He ended up buying two pairs of sneakers for his boys, took a picture for the store, which you just saw, and shook hands with the owner, which is kind of brave. On the owner's part.
Yeah, because you know he didn't wash. I'll tell you what, Mike. Costco has a great bathroom for people that shop there. When I worked at Safeway, we had a guy that worked produce. And the Safeway bathrooms in the old store design used to be in the back. Okay. Now they sometimes have them up front. And people would say, do you have a restroom I can use? And he'd say, yeah, through those doors and to the left. And as they would go, he'd say, just watch out for the dog.
Yeah, just making the day go faster with that.
That's all you
got to
do,
right?
This
That's
is
it.
Not a problem in Florida.
No,
Florida is different. Florida, every store has a public bathroom
because of the
why.
Old people. Because the old people
is that? I guess so.
Yeah,
it's
they have
every
to have
place.
They have to have their facilities and be the worst to me. Drugstores, they have them. But it's a thing usually, right?
Yeah.
Where they have to
right.
unlock a door and stuff yes. like that. Come on, leave it wide open.
You ever been, Mike? You ever been to Bucky's?
No, but I've been to Governor's up in Maine.
Bucky's, it's like a palace. Their bathroom is like a palace.
Not as good as Governor's, where they have a receptacle for your diabetes needles.
Oh, a Sharps container.
Is that what it's called?
It is.
Moving right along, John Corbett. You remember this guy, right? Wasn't
the
he in
DJ
Sex and the City?
And the DJ on Northern Exposure.
He was the DJ on Northern Exposure. He was in My Big Fat Greek Wedding.
Chris in the Morning.
I mean, it was. He's been in a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
it's surprising.
Something of a heartthrob too, I believe.
And it's surprising to hear that he thinks he quote picked the effing wrong thing to do with my life. That's his direct quote.
What?
In an interview on David Spade and Dana Carvey's Fly on the Wall podcast, John said he's in the quote fourth quarter of his life and career, and he has a lot of regrets. This is kind of sad. Here's the quote. I've made a lot of money. I live in a beautiful home. People come to me at every restaurant I go in. I'm a friend of the world. But as far as a fulfilling creative work life, I didn't write one effing line. I didn't write one joke that made people laugh. So it's been unfulfilling on that level. Now, I can only say that in our one step above birthday clown level of celebrity,
not even circus
world,
clowns,
we have, you know, we've created a lot of the funny stuff we've done. Yeah. And so I find that very, very satisfying. But I'd love to have a TV show that everybody knew me.
I know what Corbett probably does find satisfying is his net worth of $9.5 million.
Exactly. Yeah, and he came back for the Sex and the City reboot that they did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, but I get it when you want to give more and you're just reading somebody else's work. But at the same time, isn't the challenge when you are an actor to interpret the writing in the best way you can? So, John, stop whining.
Yeah, and
that's
maybe,
my advice.
Maybe he's dumb.
Good point. The Beatles, Rob Spiewak.
I love them.
Could be up for a Grammy or multiple Grammys for the first time in more than a quarter century. Their final single, Now and Then, could get one or more nominations when they're announced in November. Did you like that song? Or
I loved that song.
The Beatles!
The Beatles picked up their last Grammys for the 1997 single, Free as a Bird. Did you like that one?
I liked Free as a Bird. I thought Real Love was a slightly better song. Those were the two that came out on Anthology. When they,
I just don't know why the Beatles feel it necessary to cover a Lynyrd Skynyrd song.
It's not the same song. Like, that's Free Bird.
Oh.
Oh. Never mind.
Other Beatles-related projects have been nominated for and even won Grammys since then, but none of them were credited to the full band. Does that excite you, Mr. Beatle? And,
You know what? I read a quote that really surprised me. I had not seen it before, that when Brian Epstein, their manager and the man who launched them, saw them at the Cavern Club and signed them, there's a letter he wrote to a friend. He said that this band is very special and they will be listened to well past the year 2000. And he had predicted the fact that they would live on more than other people of their other bands of their time. And if you think about it, what's crazy is over 50 years ago, they broke up and they've got just as strong of a following now. The Beatlemania is gone, but the appreciation for the band exists. I think they were kind of overlooked Grammy wise during their career. So okay, anything that comes posthumously, I'm for. And happy birthday, Ringo, yesterday. Peace and love.
How old is Ringo, do you know?
79, I think. No, he'd be older than that. I'll get it in a second.
The oldest Gen Z.
84.
Oh, thank
84
you.
Years young for Ringo. You know, we sell tattoo care products here on the show, so I don't endorse this story at all. But the Gen Zers that are old now are in their late 20s, and they're having the same realization we all have eventually. Maybe the decisions you made in your youth weren't so great. USA Today did a big write-up on how a lot of Gen Zers are hitting the tattoo regret stage of their life. It's been trending on TikTok as we've gotten deeper into wedding season, which we're in the middle of right now.
Wedding season.
Not to be confused with birthday season. a lot of the wedding show. A lot of people, a lot of brides are venting about how they didn't consider that their tattoos might clash with their wedding dress.
Yeah,
The regretting tattoos is obviously common, and not just with Gen Z. Josh Soroka, any regret at all for any of your tats that you have right now?
No, because if you regret a tattoo, you didn't put enough thought into it before getting it done.
There it is. USA Today noted that millennials had to come to terms years ago with their own Harry Potter, Disney, and infinity sign tattoos. And for Gen X, tramp stamps. Which I still find wonderful. You're more likely to hear about it now, though, because Gen Z is the first generation to talk about everything online. A popular influencer named Sarah Beth Clark spent tens of thousands of dollars on tattoos in her 20s. Her arms and chest are covered, and she recently started having some of them removed. She says older people warned her she'd regret it someday. She decided to talk about it on TikTok because it's hard for some reason for her peers to admit, quote, the older people were right. So
Mike,
take that machine gun, Kelly.
A couple thoughts on this. First of all, our show in Las Vegas on November 9th is squarely on Tattoo Weekend in Las Vegas, which right. is why I think one of the reasons why I think Julia is excited to go to the show. Julia has many tattoos, but she has, as Josh said, put a lot of thought into them, and they all are something that she considered very carefully. I personally still don't like them. I love her, though.
I don't like it when my daughters have them, but my one daughter, Elizabeth, has on her rib cage tattooed the coordinates for Hancock Point. Maybe,
see, that's awesome.
Sweet.
That's really cool.
Tattoos in Florida are a different story. Everybody has them. I mean, everybody has them down here in Florida. As a matter of fact, when you're going to mail a letter in Florida, you don't go to the post office. You go to the Post Malone office. I'm here all week.
And Mike, while you're talking tramp stamps, I liked tramp stamps until I found out and saw. Do you ever watch the show Catfish on MTV?
I've heard of it, but I haven't watched it.
Nev, the head guy on Catfish, has a tramp stamp, and that sort of soured me on them.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't seem right to me.
A little creepy. A man and a woman in Boston had dinner at a place in Chinatown last weekend and tried to dine and dash. The woman was 24-year-old Zaire Alexander. After they ate, she went to the bathroom and he walked out. Then she started to walk out too. And when employees tried to stop her, she pulled a gun. And not just any gun, a pink Glock. If you're going to get a Glock, make sure it's pink. She pointed it at an older employee who wrestled the gun away, and Zaire took off. But police were quickly able to ID her because she left her social security card behind.
Smart. Very smart.
It sounds like she dropped it during the scuffle. She turned herself in the next day. She's facing charges for carrying a loaded pink firearm, carrying a firearm without a license, unlawful possession of ammunition, assault and battery on an elderly person, and defrauding an innkeeper. She might be going away for a long time.
The weird thing, Mike, is 2 hours after they did the robbery, they had the urge to just rob them again.
See, I thought my Post Malone joke was good, but he trumps me. Much better crafted. Finally, a Las Vegas man. We're going to Las Vegas. Did I mention that?
What's the date?
November 9th, weekend
That's
of November
right.
9th. A
That's
Las
right.
Vegas man who works as a sideshow artist, I guess a freak, broke a pair of eye-popping Guinness World Records using the strength of his eye sockets. Andrew Stanton appeared on an Italian TV series, Lo Show di Record. Why do all these different countries all sound German? Lo Show di Record.
I think it might be you, Mike. When it's called Lo Show, it's certainly not German. It's
Lo Show. L-O.
Lo Show. Oh, okay.
Lo Show. That's why. But Di Record. Forget it. Milan is where this took place, and he took on the record for the heaviest weight pulled with an eye socket and the heaviest weight lifted with both eye sockets while swallowing a sword.
Excellent.
Maybe we book this guy for Vegas. For the first title, Stanton attached large metal hooks to his eye sockets. I would imagine they're not sharp, right? They just go
in
there.
I think they would probably grab on that bone underneath. Oh. Grab the bone, Mike.
Making me pain coming.
Yeah, well, Mike, you have to work to get a record.
He used them to pull a Cadillac and driver totaling 5,319.75 pounds across the TV show stage of D Record in Milan. He became the first holder of the second title by swallowing his sword and using the hooks in his eye sockets to lift his 129-pound assistant.
Would you like to see it?
Well, I'd like to see. I'd love to see it.
God,
let's see it. All right, very good.
Okay, so the hooks are going in.
Oh, that's painful.
And he's pulling a Cadillac.
He's leaning back when he's doing it.
That doesn't make it any different.
Yes. Yes.
Very exciting.
Right.
You know what the greatest thing about this is, Mike?
Yes.
It's that John Corbett thinks His job is useless.
By the way, that gentleman, remember that face, even though he's leaning upside down, it's hard to see him. There he goes.
There he did. Great job.
He'll be doing security for our Vegas show. If you need to get into the show, just wink at him.
Oh, God.
Bada bing, bada boom. We're taking a break. We'll come back. Boy, there's so much to talk about on today's show. Oh, man. I don't know yet.
Throw a dart.
I'll throw a dart when we come back. You, ladies and gentlemen, are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa, whoa. And, well, when we come back, to probe or not to probe?
That is
the question. Looking forward to it. Okay.
So many activites to do at that place.
The medical journey for someone of a slightly older age involves a few things. In my youth, much like everybody associated with the old Don and Mike show, I had a great deal of stomach distress, and I had what was called diverticulitis. And I've had flares periodically over the years with that. And then it resulted in me getting early in life, getting a colonoscopy. And
people should know, Mike, that is inflamed diverticula. Which is,
yes, it is.
That's what lines your stomach, right? The tube.
Okay. It's so gross to talk about.
People should know.
And the last time I had a real flare was a while ago. I've gotten with this doctor down here a way of dealing with it, which frees up the plumbing, and I haven't really had a problem in a long time. More problems when I was in my 20s than when I'm in my 60s. But because of the history, and because they've in the past taken polyps.
Yeah.
I have to get one. I think it's every 2 years. I'm not sure, but they called me and they said you're due. And the only difference now is that in order to get it done, I have to have a physical to get it done, a pre-colonoscopy physical, which is with not my regular doctor, but another doctor.
This kind of makes sense to me. Because you don't want to go in on a specialty dive without, making sure the rest of the car is working.
I don't believe I've ever had that done before.
Maybe it's because it's a new doctor to you.
And all I think about with any physical of any kind, I think of one thing and one thing only that I find, I know some people might find it pleasant. I do not. I immediately am stressing over probing because the probe is something that I have skillfully avoided in the last few physicals that I've had. And I haven't look, the bottom line with the probing, I ain't been probed and I haven't brought it up because I would be embarrassed to say, hey, don't you want to do that one thing with Einen finger?
Yeah, well, my doctor, he does it as an add-on. It's $5 and it's under the
counter. He does it even when you go in to get your prescriptions refilled.
Yeah, well, the weird thing is he made me do it on a Zoom visit.
Do it yourself.
Yeah.
So I go today and I'll let
Watch
you know.
Watch out, Mike, if he goes to the jelly drawer.
But I would assume that because it's for this procedure.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And you know, this is I'm in that age range now, so I'm a little nervous about but I'm getting it done, and I'm taking advantage of the wonderful government services now after years and years and years of paying tens of thousands of dollars for medical insurance. I'm delighted to, be in the care of the state. It feels good. Now I know what those people from socialist countries have enjoyed, with socialized medicine, which for some reason, half of our country going, are you kidding me? What do we need to get there? I want to pay for it.
This is so great. This is going to be your first trip to the Lincoln Tunnel without paying a toll.
Very exciting. By the way, I noticed this on my my Pizza Hut cup.
Oh, no. It's not flawed, is it?
It's not flawed, but do you see the lipstick stain on here? This is right out of the dishwasher.
Scrub, Carla. Scrub, please.
No. Now, Rob, it's not her job. This is a dishwasher
issue. Well, it's her lipstick.
I have had this problem before where the dishwasher does not get that.
Do you think a lip print is like a fingerprint?
Do you know what tells me not only am I in love with my wife, but I'm attracted to my life?
Hmm.
My wife.
My life.
I find this sexy.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
It's pretty sexy.
Oh, shut up. All right, just shut up. But there you go. So I'll let you know what the Probagio is.
And keep in mind, if he finds any polyps, they will be on sale at TMOSstore.com.
We're going to, well, we've got the, I'm using the Zoom today because I set it up. So there we go. Oh, wrong hand. God
Come
damn,
on, Mike.
Michael, get your act together. Here we go. There it is. Look at that. He did it perfectly.
Make it shine. Make it shine.
The challenge coin that I kept up my butt for this entire segment.
No, you didn't do that at all.
I did. It was really, really, really exciting.
Mike sent me some of his polyps last time, and I got mixed up with the raisins.
Get a checkup, people. Get a checkup. And, oh, wait, I'm getting this in my...
Yeah?
Wait a minute.
What's that?
Somebody said, yeah, you did a nice job on that commercial, but since Rob got it wrong, you want to play the video
Thanks
again.
Thanks for dwelling on that.
The Well, it's only like, look, I can certainly understand it's only just been announced. Let's play that
about our next TMOS adventure, we wanted to make it a little more special. We wanted to go back to a place our listeners love.
Las Vegas.
Las Vegas. And this time, we wanted to make our hotel our home for the weekend. The Downtown Grand.
Downtown Grand.
All of us at the Mike O'Meara Show invite you to the Grand Reunion on the weekend of November 9th when we take over the Downtown Grand Hotel in the heart of the best part of Las Vegas. Your weekend will include a Friday night blackjack and slot tournament.
21.
Special discounted room rates.
The ladies of TMOS brunch.
Hello.
And a very special podcast recorded poolside and live on the Downtown Grand Hotel rooftop at the elegant Citrus Grand Pool Deck. Your weekend will also include special surprise activities and special commemorative Grand Reunion merchandise. We know that you love the show, but we also know that you love getting back together with the people who share your TMOS passion. That's why we invite you to join us for the Grand Reunion at the Downtown Grand Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada, Friday and Saturday, November 8th and 9th. It's a grand weekend for the show, the city, and most of all, you. Get your tickets for all the fun at MikeOMeraShow.com and do it right now.
All the fun happening at the Downtown Grand Casino, Hotel and Casino. And Rob, the reason it's so important to me, Downtown Grand Hotel, that's spelled DGH. Which falls into everything we do. Downtown Grand Hotel.
Mike, I never, you know what? My
That's not
extreme
mine. That's
apologies.
A listener. That is a listener that that hit me to that. And regarding the live show, you know, we have a wide variety of ages that come to our shows.
Mm-hmm.
But for the people that are on the older end of that, please do not fall off the roof. That's my message. Please do not fall off the roof.
Fall towards the pool.
Fall towards the pool. If you're going to fall anywhere, fall into the pool.
And if you have to spew into this.
And, you know, most of our listeners are going to be staying at the Downtown Grand Hotel.
Right.
And will have access to a fresh set of clothing, which means at the end, you know, who knows? It's all temperature-based. I don't want any hypothermia if it happens to be chilly on the pool deck.
I love hypothermia. I've been brushing up on how to treat it. I'm going to bring a couple of
Do you have your
like,
floaties? Did you get your floaties yet for the pool?
Duh, of course. Yeah, and I'm also, in case of hypothermia, I'm bringing 12 of those aluminum foil-looking blankets that you get.
Yeah.
And so you can wrap up in them. And, you know, they keep you fresh.
It's right there at the Downtown Grand Hotel. We are excited about that. Please join us. When we come back, you have a little show and tell this evening?
Yes, I do. I do. It follows up with something yesterday. I think you'll like it.
I meant this morning. I'm just thinking about my butt. No, we're not taping this in the evening. Thank you.
I'm thinking about my butt.
There you go. We will have that for you, ladies and gentlemen, and lots more fun and thrills. You are listening to the Mike O'Meara Show. Whoa.
Ah, my butt.
Take it away, Rob Spiewak.
All right. Remember yesterday, people who listened to yesterday's show realized that I was dissatisfied with my clown horn that I bought.
Yeah, you remember were going to be sending it back.
Yeah, it's got a saggy bulb on it, and the sound...
Horrible.
Horrible.
Right.
So I reached out to the Schwinn Company, who makes bicycles.
Okay.
And I got a bike horn from them, and it arrived. And I would like to now open it. But, Mike, to make it more fun, I'm going to let you choose what sharp object that I keep at my desk to open it. Because you know I have many, many sharp objects at my desk. Box cutters, razors,
You have
scissors.
A dagger.
I do have a dagger. Let me get it. I will fetch it.
Scissors, daggers, samurai swords.
The knife.
There's
from Psycho.
The dagger.
Yeah.
And is it sheathed? Or
it is sheathed. Look, it's beautiful, really. My Aunt Peggy bought it when she was in Greece.
That is cool. That's a cool weapon. Yeah. Is it sharp?
Not really. It could be sharpened, but it's pointy.
I'd sharpen it. I love to sharpen things.
All right. I sent it to you, would you sharpen it and send it back to me?
Send it right back to you. $25.
Well, no, I was hoping it would be complimentary. I would cover the postage.
You know, I mean, we times are tough.
I know.
I got to make it any way I can make it, you know? And if you send me a watch that you don't wear, I'll polish it for you.
And then keep it?
Keep it. In the refrigerator where I can eat it.
How can you argue with that deal? Mm-hmm. Remember, folks, what Mike's deal is, if you have a watch that needs polishing, send it to Mike. He will polish it and then keep it.
That is a beautiful knife, though. It's wonderful. So open up your. Okay, I hope you're not disappointed because
if
you got one bad one, you might get another bad one.
Well, this has got it. This is a different model. This has got a guard on it on the.
Is this the Herman? Is this the Pee Wee Herman?
Maybe. Oh, look. Oh, it's got a good look to it. Let me open it out of its plastic. All Mike, the dagger.
Hold it up
was a good
while you're
call.
Opening it. At least
a
so
good
you
call
see.
On the dagger.
Right.
It has a little card with it where it's packaged. And look at that. That's a handsome-looking horn, is it not?
Yeah, that it's is short. A beautiful, beautiful horn.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
Shorter than the other one. Are you going to give it a shot there?
Schwinn bike horn. Here we go. Okay. Getting ready to debut my horn.
Why'd you clear your throat?
Because it had goo in it.
God.
Mike, sometimes you get goo.
Okay,
no?
Go ahead.
Oh, I'll have to wait for the...
Mrs. O'Mara's come into the studio. I'm not sure why.
Okay. Hold on. That was just the first one. Hold on. I like the feebleness of it.
No, I know you'd like it. I know you'd like it to be. That's not good. It's terrible.
I've got to return it again.
Right? You have to return it again because you know the sound you're looking for, right?
Yeah, I do.
Isn't it the sound you're looking for is bah, bah, you know, that's it's horrible.
Hold on. If I go slower. It's a little better.
It sounds like a squeaky bike.
Yeah.
Well,
they are. Look,
guess I'm going to Staples to return another horn.
They might be fine. I thought didn't you get it directly from the Schwinn Corporation?
Yes, but did you know that you can return things through Staples? You don't have to go through the mail.
So you can bring that to the store?
Yep. I just got to print out a little thing.
Now, will they have, they won't have other horns at Staples?
No.
You ordered that through Amazon.
Yes,
right.
But it's the Schwinn store on Amazon.
Gotcha.
And so anything you get through Amazon, you know what? This sucks. And I really was optimistic.
it's not good. We have to be. I know what you want. You want the story.
I know.
You want
I
the
know.
Happy ending, and you didn't get it, unfortunately.
No, I always want the happy ending.
Go all right, to Mrs. O'Mara has and try some out.
Yeah, absolutely. You're right. Audition them.
Mrs. O'Mara has made her way into the studio. Let me wind it out here. Hold on a second. I'm widening out the shot. Yes, lean in. Can you lean in a little bit and say hi to everybody? Come on.
Hi, Carla.
All right. Carla, you got to lean in so people can see you.
Mike, I can't.
All right. Go ahead.
What? I put up the challenge coins today on the Mike O'Mara show.
You put up the challenge coins on the Mike O'Mara show, yes.
And we got one comment.
And we got a comment on the challenge coin?
Yeah, you want to read it?
Sure.
From who it's from?
Okay. This is from Kyle Lyons.
Oh, great.
Challenge coins are earned, never purchased. This is a paperweight. Kyle, you are banned forever.
Yeah, sorry,
that's what happens, Josh. That's your first experiment right there. This is a paperweight.
And someone has to always buy the challenge coin so you can then gift it.
Right. You can use it to challenge other people.
Yeah. Yeah. So there he is. I mean, this is obviously his first comment. See?
Yeah, he's clearly not listening live.
No.
He's not listening live.
Sorry, Kyle, I tried.
Or is he listening live and he just wants to pick the scab? Because otherwise, how would he know to go and have an issue with this new piece
of
wonderful...
He's a dick. Carla just said it. He's a dick.
He's always been a dick.
He's always been a dick.
And he's always been a dick. Now, can we get back to focusing on Mike's butt, please?
There you go. Josh, I'm terribly sorry. I know you were hoping against hope that we would be able to start out on a positive.
Always have to start somewhere. Everything starts somewhere. And Kyle.
Carla, I'm doing a show that needs microphones. I can't hear you. Sorry. Didn't mean to snap at her like that.
That's okay. That's how she is when you're not doing the show, too, isn't she? She just rocks around the house talking.
But I hear, pop, 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 like the Charlie Brown teacher.
Yeah, she needs to go back and put on more lipstick and then drink out of the glasses.
This wide shot.
It's nice.
It's like seeing the newscaster, but it's way out. You can see the whole studio.
They go to commercials?
Like the Groove Tube, you know, where it's like, good night and good news, and he folds his paper. There it is.
Yeah.
Our first hearing of the parole board, and unfortunately, he went back into general population and got into a fight.
Yeah,
and so he blew the opportunity. He would have been paroled.
We extended the olive branch, Mike. We did. We did everything within our power, and just God, please meet us halfway. Please.
Absolutely. Yep. See you at the live show, Kyle. Yes,
before we break, Mike, today is Tuesday, as they used to say on the Mouseketeers. Mm-hmm. But that means that at 7 p.m. Eastern tonight, 4 p.m. on the West Coast, I'll be doing a Facebook Live. And yesterday we named it, we none of us, good grammar, liked the phrase Talk to Me Tuesday because it didn't stick. And so yesterday we said we could call it Tuesday.
Yeah.
But a guy named, I think his name is Tom, but his email address is just...
Certainly not Kyle.
No, it's not Kyle. No, right. But his name comes up on my email just as TG, and he had a very clever, appropriate name. Now, I think Tuesday has its own sort of panache, but he suggested Schmoozday.
Schmoozday?
Yeah, because that's what we're doing.
Where we schmooze with our listeners.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, what do you have planned for Schmoozday? First of all, I love it. It's a listener idea. I love using those. Schmoozday it is. From this point forward.
Love. I thought you would love it. Yeah. Thank you, Tom.
Schmoozday. What do you have planned for Schmoozday?
Today is going to be a treat for our music lovers in the audience.
Will you be leaving your home?
I will be in my basement, for that is where the music lives.
That's where you are now.
And that's where, Mike, I sleep in a different room.
Up
two flights.
Do you spend most of your time in your basement?
No. I spend a third of my time in my basement. And that's not most.
So a third of your time is sleeping.
Right.
A third of your time is in the basement. And where's the last third?
At the gym. I think we all knew where that was going, no?
Schmoozday rocks.
Schmoozday, I'll see you at 7. See you at 7
o'clock
tonight.
Eastern time. Rob will be schmoozing, and I have a feeling he's going to show you his record collection.
Mike, you are blabbermouth.
That should be fun. Anyway, that'll be tonight.
Yeah, sorry, I don't have any snakes.
We'll be right back, everybody. What a snarky thing. The challenge coin is a paperweight. Yes. It's not a paperweight.
The flip side.
Way to go, Carl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm not
Wait, hold on.
What's that?
I'm getting another...
another text? Right, this just in?
Yeah, I'm getting my estimate from the money pit.
What's the money pit?
Yeah. Okay. Hold on.
We're waiting.
Going down to the bottom here. All right. Hold on.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It's long. It's long.
Oh,
it's
God. I've heard that before.
Anyway, I'll do that on my own time. Sorry, that was not professional, Rob. Take it away.
Good payoff, though.
Thank you.
A lot of times, now that it's
$10,000.
That, Mike, it's extraordinarily hot outside, the power companies are offering their tips on how to take the strain off the grid because everyone's running their air conditioning. Mm-hmm. This is sort of, he's just a regular influencer that puts his funny videos up, but I liked this because we're all dealing with it. This is his version of the power company's advice to keep your air conditioning not as cold as you might, as a courtesy to others.
Hot out there. Your neighbors are using 30% less energy than you.
Yeah, so I can't, or I'll boil to death.
Here's some tips to stay cool and go easy on the grid.
Okay.
Shove a popsicle up your butt and stay in the closet for 72 hours. Use your imagination and pretend you're Elsa from Frozen, living in a non-monopolistic, icy, magical land. Bonjour. Did you know that in Europe, they don't even have AC? How spoiled are we?
How's that a tip?
We get it. It's hot out, so stay inside.
Yeah.
But that's... not too long to use all the energy, you greedy hippopotamus. Stay low to the ground and cover yourself in a wet towel. That way, when you die of heat exhaustion, it'll be a simple cleanup.
I mean, I'm paying for this. It's not like I'm, you know.
I charge a $40 flat connection fee.
Okay, yeah, I guess I can try to,
Uh-oh, whole grid is down. Oh, God, no. It's all your fault.
That's my favorite part is the end. It's all your fault.
I like the popsicle advice.
The grid.
Mike, are you, I can't remember. You're so busy. Did you cancel your trip to Barcelona?
I did. Well, we were so excited. Mike had to go another one of his camps.
Yeah,
that camp. That just siphons money, as Josh can tell you. That just sucks money out of the bank account when you guys sending those little pesky crumb crunchers to camp. It's terrible.
God, I hope it pays off, though. I hope it pays off.
Yep.
Barcelonans, is that the word? I think so. Barcelonans are, they love.
Barcelonites.
Barcelonites, they know that, another hot breaking call.
I'm distracting us from the show. I am not a professional. Sorry.
You see what happened there? That was a learning moment, Josh, right there. There teaching moment. All right, the Barcelonans like the fact
that. Las Vegas Grand. Go ahead.
Buy the tickets. We'll worry about the hotel later. Mm-hmm. The Barcelonites, they like the fact that tourists come because it means money. But as more money comes up, it raises the price for the people that live in Barcelona. And now, this is crazy. The people of Barcelona are spotting tourists and just attacking them with squirt guns. Now, they're not like super soakers.
Because they're raising the cost of living over there because of the money they're bringing in. And I've heard, for Spain, I have heard many, many people talk about, in fact, a couple that we socialize with, they're leaving Florida, and they are going to spend a good portion of their year now in Spain because it's so affordable. But that, you know, what
could
that means,
changed.
It's
could
like California people moving to the western state. That's right. Mm-hmm. It was
Florida
reasonable
used to be that way.
And then kaboom, people came down. It sucks.
Well, when your friends go to Barcelona, they're going to be attacked with squirt guns.
Okay.
And I love the fact that they found the tourists.
Wow.
At Taco Bell.
Wow. Get out of our country is what they're saying. Barcelona is not for sale. Tourists go home. Man, oh man. Oh, human beings, we love to hate each other, don't we?
We really do.
Do you have to dress like a tourist?
You could probably.
Those kids getting shot with the water guns
Looked
like they were ready to go to the Daytona Beach.
But
They did. They spotlighted themselves. Yeah.
The reason they need to be squirt with squirt guns is that they're eating at Taco Bell.
How did they know I was a tourist from the United States?
They're in Spain eating at a Taco Bell. Not smart.
Exactly.
That's not what you do.
Right.
Okay, Dolly Parton's teeth. I just like to bring... I love Dolly. The world loves Dolly. Don't you agree?
Absolutely. I love Dolly Parton. I met Dolly Parton. I interviewed Dolly Parton. I love her, love her, love her.
But her teeth are perhaps a little loose-fitting. And she did a fascinating little presentation about the first song she ever wrote. And it reminds you about how poor she was growing up. Her favorite toy was a doll made out of corn husks.
And coat of many colors.
Yeah. So here's Dolly talking about that. But just listen to the choppers.
This is Dolly Parton's first song. Well, the first song actually was before I started writing. It's before I could write it down. I was about 5 years old. I had a little Cobb doll that Mama made me, and I named her Tiny Tassel Top because she had corn tassels for hair. So I wrote a little song, Little Tiny Tassel Top, I love you an awful lot, hope you never go away, I want you to stay. Ta-da!
Man,
but I started writing songs when I was young, and my first record was called Puppy Love.
But I love Dolly Parton.
I do too, and I think it's great.
You are being cruel to Dolly about the speech, and I think she was fine. I think she's a little long in the tooth, and when I say that, that's what long in the tooth means.
You're right. You're right.
Your
I would like
get
to
bigger
see her
as you get older. That's the way.
I would like to see it. No, Mike, that's not it. Your gums recede.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. I'm 79 years old, and I'm really enjoying doing it.
By the way, that's the old voice I'm going to have when I'm really old. If I live that long, I won't be one of the guys like down here that's like, we made a reservation for...
Mine will be like the men you hear down here that sound like that.
Yeah.
Madge? Madge, can you pull me up to the curb?
How do you think my old voice will be? I think it's going to, I hope it gets lower.
No, it won't get lower.
It
no.
won't? I'm no, screwed
it'll
always?
The other direction. It'll be like.
Oh. Oh, no, really? I'll be up on the debate stand.
Harry, drop me off at the front of the Costco. I have to get my rascal scooter.
That's nice.
Go ahead. I'll stop.
You know what? I'll rascal scooter all day if I can keep my mental awareness. But you know, it's all gonna go. It's all gonna go at once. It is. I'm gonna sit around looking like the old man in Pawn Stars in the last season.
The old man without the chin, you mean? Yes. That guy? God, was that the most gelatinous face you could ever see? He's gone, right? He's dead.
Yes, I believe he has passed. I believe
dead,
he
dead,
has.
Dead, dumb.
Mike, I close with this. Are you familiar with the name John Toomey?
Yeah, John Toomey was, if correct me if I'm wrong, was on the old Tonight Show back in the day and played his hands.
He was a manualist.
He was a manualist, and one of the funniest things in the world that he could play songs. He's not still alive, is he?
Mike, I don't know about his, I don't know if he's alive or not. I think his hands would be too dry to do it anymore. But
this is a long time ago that he did.
This is a clip you had, I think almost all of the people in our age bracket that enjoyed comedy bought the Orange Tonight Show album.
Yeah.
Remember the LP? And yep. He was featured on that. Here's a little bit of his work doing Stars and Stripes Forever. This
the
is
best.
John Toomey right here. Hold on. Now, that's just an example because eventually the band actually came in and backed him up.
Yeah.
It was quite a presentation.
One of the great, great moments on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson.
So you would think that the art of manualism may have gone away. No, no.
Oh, good. There's somebody else carrying on carrying the torch?
Not only are they carrying on the torch, Mike, they've added some reverb, they've added some production, and they're performing Foreigner for you.
I want to know what love is.
Yeah.
Better.
Yeah.
The long note.
I know, it's great. It really is.
Oh, we got to book this guy. We got to book this guy.
I will
this
find
is, this
him.
This is right in our wheelhouse. We got to get
and
this guy on the show.
We
I
will
love
have
manualists.
Him.
I truly do.
This is all I have for you
that
today.
That is oh, the sustained note. That'd be the last Foreigner song I think you could play with your hands.
Yeah, I thought he'd do Jukebox Hero.
Hey, folks, get your tickets
let me
to
get him off the streets.
The big weekend, the grand reunion at the downtown Grand Hotel and Casino. And also, we got your challenge coins up on the website,
yeah.
too. Lots of stuff going on with the Mike O'Mara Show. We're very, very excited. Tomorrow, another session of the parole board. We will have multiple nominees.
Yes.
And I just hope, Kyle, it goes a little better than it did today. That's all I wanted to say. For Rob Spiewak and Josh Soroka, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Kyle.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Oh, you left out a bunch of stuff.
That will never happen again, and I'm sorry.
That's the kind of comedy we specialize in. Clean, unfunny humor.
What time did Mr. O'Mara's review come in last night?
Oh, he didn't come in here at all. We're all on computers now. You see, O'Mara wrote his reviews on his home computer and then sent it in here by modems over the telephone.
Oh, my goodness, how modern.